Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Cape 36. Yes, there have been 36 of these already, and this is the fifth live one, which is pretty awesome. So thank you for tuning in, for spending some time checking out the show. I appreciate you spending an hour of your week listening to whatever I'm up to during the week. And also appreciate the feedback from everybody. Don't forget to follow the show on social media at Cape Pod on Twitter, at Cape Pod on Instagram. Give the show the thumbs up on Facebook, Chris Abalo's podcast experiment. You can follow me at Chris Abalo on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Sells Out. So this week, I've been thinking a lot about it. There've been a lot of music centric episodes for, this would be the third one in a row. The last two were very music heavy. And I think part of that is because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I have to be honest with you. It's part of the reason that I continue doing them myself is because I hear other people's stuff and I want to do it too, or I want to do my version of it. And because I'm always afraid of parroting somebody else's thoughts or accidentally repeating stuff, I've caught myself doing that a few times. I've listened back to previous podcasts over the years where I realized, oh man, I think so-and-so might have said that when I hear it back. So when I'm driving here to the studio, I never listen to podcasts. I just listen to music. So I've been spending more time listening to music lately than on the average week, let's say, or on the average day, because I spend a lot of time with podcasts and audiobooks, but I thought, you know what? I just need to go in fresh, let's say, without someone else's words in my head. So that's why it's been a little music heavy, with including this episode where I'm going to play some music for you. Now, the criteria for this is songs that are not available anywhere, because it kind of dawned on me 2 weeks ago when I did the episode with Jessica Shalvoy, where I played music by a bunch of my friends, which was excellent. So you should check that out, Cape 34. The song that I opened the show with, because I wanted to annoy her, was a song by the band Winger called Battle Stations, which is only available on the soundtrack for Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, which, naturally, I own. And it's out of print. You can't get it anymore. It's not available digitally. And that song's not available on any Winger compilations or anything else. And I realized, oh man, you can't even get this song anywhere. And I started thinking about all the songs that I have that you can't get anywhere else. So I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting theme for a show, because by playing these songs, if anything, they're being put out there. And since you can't purchase them either digitally or they're not currently in circulation on CD, it's not taking money out of anybody's pocket because you can't spend your money on them. You probably acquire them in some form, but you can't actually buy the songs. And how else are you going to hear these songs unless somebody plays them for you? So I figured, you know what, this would be a fun theme. I bet I have tons and tons of songs that you can't get that you might be unaware of. And I figured this would be a good opportunity to play them. So that was the main criteria, is that these are songs that are not available. And before we get down to it, I want to say that since Valentine's Day is coming up this week, I have a pretty good idea on how to heat up your Valentine's Day. Move to Los Angeles, because it's supposed to be 86 the rest of the week. And when I think of mid-February, I don't know about you, but I think of high 80s, mid to high 80s. And I've lived in Los Angeles for about 5 years now. And I still, for some reason, I can't get my head around the fact that it's so warm around a holiday like Valentine's Day, which I always think back to freezing evenings, leaving the bowling alley or standing outside of a locked bowling alley waiting for my father to pick me up. You know, it's just like a co-ed kind of gathering of going to the bowling alley before anybody could be boyfriend and girlfriend, because you can't really have a relationship until you drive. But anyway, yeah, Los Angeles, 86 degrees, Valentine's Day, go figure. All right, let's kick off the first block of music. I'm going to dedicate this first song to Ted, because this is a song by Cheap Trick, and I work with Ted, and since I wear a whole host of t-shirts to work, he's always happy to see when I wear a Cheap Trick shirt, and if I haven't worn one recently, he'll always ask me when the next one's due to be worn, and I always make sure I have a bunch, so I always try to keep one in the weekly rotation, and he's always happy to see them. So you know what? Yeah, this is going to go out to Ted. This is a song called Big Bang, which came out in 1990 on the Japanese version of Cheap Trick's album Busted. And for some reason, it's not on their box set. It's not available. There's no deluxe edition of the album or anything. You can't get it, but I'm a weirdo who spends $22 on the Japanese version to get the one bonus track. So I figured, you know what? Let's get this going. Let's share this song because I think it's a real fun song. And this is going to be a good episode to listen to if you're driving somewhere. First thing in the morning, if you're going to work, you need to listen to this episode of Cape. So enjoy. Big Bang, Cheap Trick. Your Rock Block here on C100, home of September and Rocktober. I hate those DJs, don't you? I can't stand when they do that. Just because Zeppelin and September kind of don't rhyme, you think you can rhyme them together, and October and Rocktober, no, this is bad stuff. Rock Block, oh, that's super clever. Anyway, that was, that last song was Neverland, a song called Drinking Again, which some we were talking about when the music was playing, but that's for another day. Anyway, that song also available only on the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack. And the band put out one album right at the tail end. I think they came along a little late in what would be under the hair metal umbrella, let's say. So the album didn't really take off. So they put out a self-titled debut album and then disappeared. But I think that's a great song. And since I have the soundtrack, there we go. You get to hear it. Before that was The Darkness, a song called Making Out, doing their typical AC/DC style playing. I know, The Darkness sounding like AC/DC. And that was a song, one of the B-sides from the single for I Believe in a Thing Called Love, a song that you can't forget even if you try to. Everybody remembers that song. Even though it's been 12 years, yeah, everybody knows the song. And so there you go. First little collection of songs. You know what's interesting? For as cool as technology is, as much as things have advanced, I mean, here I am right now talking to you on, well, you're listening to me talk to you on some mobile device, on the internet. It's crazy to think how 10 years ago, this probably would have happened. It was close, but it hadn't quite happened yet. But there are some things that just never have changed. And one of them struck me this past week while I was at work, because I was filling out some documents, let's say. And this one particular bit of paperwork was on a carbon paper, because the top copy needs to be given over to another department. And then I had to keep the carbon copy, the yellow copy, for some kind of tangible records. Anyway, I ran out of these slips and had to go get them from somebody else. And she said, oh, all I have are old ones. And they look basically the same. I'd say the spacing was a little different and maybe the font size was a little smaller or larger. But it looked basically the same. And anytime you get documents at work, you've probably noticed this. In the bottom right corner, it will have the date of the last revision, the last time that the layout or wording or whatever it is was revised. And the ones I had were from 2013, but these older ones were from 1985, 30 years ago. And it's funny to think that as much as technology has advanced, carbon paper, not at all, has not advanced one iota in 30 years. It's the same exact technology. Just struck me as funny. One of those random things you don't think about unless you're sitting at home, power's out, wireless signal's out. You know what I mean. So let's move swiftly onward to our next group of songs. Now, this one is from a band called Roxy Blue. Like Neverland, their debut album came out in 1992, an album called Want Some. And possibly a little too late. Timing wasn't right. The audience wasn't there for it when it came out. So they released the one album and then disappeared. That was it. But me being me, I have a copy. So I wanted to share it with you. But all hope is not lost, because in recent years, Roxy Blue has put out three CDs via CD Baby, which one of them was what would have been their second album, along with two other albums, a live album and a pretty much acoustic album. So if you like this, you can get stuff from Roxy Blue, but you can't get Want Some, because somebody hasn't bought up the rights to reissue it on CD or license it to put it out digitally. So it looks like you're stuck. And this song's a little bit of, let's say, a power ballad. And because it's called Times Are Changing. And I do want to dedicate this. I'm doing music. I might as well do dedications, right? I want to dedicate this one to Andrew, Ryan, and Jack, my brothers in pod, who started the only podcast that matters with me nearly 5 years ago. It's creeping up on 5 years ago that we started doing that show. You know, the show came along in that sweet spot where we were adults, but nobody was completely settled into their groove as an adult. Let's call it that. Because we had jobs and we had girlfriends, but we weren't so overwhelmed with responsibilities that we still had the time to get together every week, and it was still a priority to everybody. It's something everybody made time for because we were able to make it work, which was awesome. And for 4 years, we did a hysterical show with 200 episodes, and you should check that out. The only podcast that matters, with the newly released clip show, The Best of Dan, one of our favorite guests on the show, has an entire hour devoted to his funniest tidbits. So now this song, we're going to hold off on the Wild Hearts now. We're going to go to block two of the songs. We're going to get back to Roxy Blue. And this song is obviously a man singing to a woman about you cuddled up close to me every night. And obviously that's not the part that I mean towards my friends. We didn't cuddle every night. It's more the part about times changing, because they're getting married or getting engaged or having kids or moving in together. And it's just been a lot of things are happening, but I'm glad we had that couple of years where we got together and had hilarious conversations and were able to share them with people. And they were well appreciated, well embraced by the audience. So I'm really happy about that. So Andrew, Jack, and Ryan, this one's for you. Love you guys. Hope you're listening. You're probably not, but if you are, this is for you.
You cuddle.
nonstop rock here. All right, that's the last one, I swear. I'm not going to do that anymore. Oh, all right. Excuse me. As I said, start off Roxy Blue. Times Are Changing, followed up by, if you guessed it was Lita Ford, you guessed right. A song called Stiletto from the album of the same name. Strangely, can't get the album. You get the one before it, you get the one after it. Can't get that one for some reason, and that song is not on any greatest hits or anything, but it's my favorite song off the Stiletto album, so there it is, Stiletto by Lita Ford. And finish that little trio off with Adrian Smith's, one of his post/pre, he's had two stints in Iron Maiden bands. Band called Psycho Motel from album Welcome to the World. That was a song called Rain. Another album that was released in the 90s, reissued in the early 2000s. Both of their albums were. I snagged copies and promptly disappeared from store shelves and can't get them on Amazon, can't get them on iTunes. I don't know what the deal is, but that's one of my favorite songs from them. So there you go, Psycho Motel. All right, this last block is going to be cover versions you can't get anywhere else. And this includes more of my favorite bands. And we're going to start off with the Elvis Costello classic, performed live at the BBC Studios by the Wild Hearts, Pump It Up.
Talk to her. You can do it.
Yeah. You enjoyed that, didn't you? The Wild Hearts with Pump It Up kicked off that rock block. I can't help but say rock block. What am I going to say? It rhymes. I can't help it. That must be why so many stations use it. So many lousy DJs say rock block. From their Live at the BBC album. Yes, Pump It Up by Elvis Costello. After that was Def Leppard doing the Alice Cooper classic, Under My Wheels. Now that is available in a slightly different version from an Alice Cooper tribute album called Human Area Stew. I believe it's still available digitally, but that was recorded with, the tribute album version was recorded with a bunch of, a collection of musicians and just the singer and one guitar player from Def Leppard. But that's the full band plus Clarence Clemons, the late great Clarence Clemons on saxophone for that. It was actually between that and Def Leppard's cover of Rebel Rebel by David Bowie, but Under My Wheels was shorter, so that's why I made the cut. Followed by that, who else but Lemmy doing Blue Suede Shoes with The Upsetters, which was a single that kind of came and went, and I only have it because I have a Lemmy compilation CD, which even that's not made anymore. That's the only reason I have that song. But Blue Suede Shoes, which everybody has covered, so you certainly know that one. And finished up with, of course, Iron Maiden covering another classic, Communication Breakdown by Led Zeppelin. And who can, frankly, cover Led Zeppelin better than Bruce Dickinson singing? Because you know what? He's my favorite singer. Actually, my three favorite singers, Bruce Dickinson, number two, very close behind Bruce Dickinson is Sammy Hagar. Number three is Ann Wilson from Heart. So there you go. If you're at a work function, you need to make some kind of awkward small talk with somebody over coffee, you can tell them, start it off with, did you know Chris Abel's three favorite singers are Bruce Dickinson, Sammy Hagar, and Ann Wilson in that order? And chances are they'll respond with, who the hell's Chris Abel? But there you go. Hey, listen, thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it here at the studio. Truly, that you're spending time listening to the show. Myself and everybody working in Mission Control really does appreciate you taking time to do it. So please, all we ask is that you share the show, tell a friend. That's all we ask for at this point. If you're on iTunes, give the show 5 stars and subscribe. Write a little review because it is much appreciated. And every week, we're going to be here bringing you something new. And next week, starting next week, we'll be posting full video episodes of the show. So you'll be able to check that out. Details to be revealed over the coming week where you can find them. There is a YouTube channel set up, so you'll be able to find the full episodes on video if you want to actually watch the show and not just listen to it. But as I said, you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and of course the home at chrisabalo.com, and follow the show, as I said at the beginning, Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo, on Instagram at Chris Sells Out, and give the thumbs up, a like to Chris Abalo's podcast experiment on Facebook. And that's it for another week. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.
Adam and Chris of Fountains of Wayne are here with me on City Folk Morning from Studio A. With guitars, would you like to play a song for me?
No.
Well, that would sort of bring things to a screeching halt now, wouldn't it?